Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ag Inspirations, with our mission to inspire farmers to tell their stories, connect people to where their food comes from, and represent the great successes in agriculture. Brought to you today by the American Dairy Coalition, the united voice for America's milk producers, processors, and supply chain committed to growth and expansion through federal dairy policy. Find out more at AmericanDairyCoalitionInc.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. We are at the annual meeting for the American Dairy Coalition. We're being joined today by Lori Fisher, by John Jacobs Jr., and Carrie Keel. Why don't we start out, first of all, with you, Lori. You are the CEO of the American Dairy Coalition. You are celebrating the first year of this national coalition. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're very excited. We had a vision a few years ago when we were working on the Farm Bill, and we found, talking with legislative offices on Capitol Hill, that they truly wanted to hear a producer voice, and that was missing. So we decided to form the American Dairy Coalition. In our first year, we now have and are representing over 30,000 dairy producers from across the United States. Along with that, we have been very focused. We're very nimble so that we can make decisions very quickly. We are a goal-oriented, get-something-done type of association. We've been focused primarily on immigration reform. That is moving in a very favorable position, and we expect early next year that we'll have more information for our members and the industry as a whole. It's very important our farmers have the workforce, and so do our processors and manufacturers. The American Dairy Coalition is an industry association. That means we work very closely with our industry, who are our allied partners, because if farmers are successful, they're successful, and vice versa. So number one goal last year was making sure that the right candidates were elected into office, and now moving forward on our goals and our vision, which is to help the dairy industry grow and expand.
And you were the group that worked with the Cato Institute on this proposed state-based visa program, correct?
Yes. We're the ones that originally heard about a new concept that would allow the federal government to give states the authority to implement a brand new visa program. The new visa program will allow the immigrants that are currently here working to stay, and then also open the doors for new immigrants to come in to fill those jobs we so desperately need to fill. We've been building quite a few organizations as far as supporting what we're doing, because in order to get something done in immigration, as you're aware, has been going on for 25 years. And in order to move something of this nature, you need to have a lot of support. We do believe that Speaker Ryan will put something on the House floor, but we also need to make sure that we have the votes that he needs in order to get something passed. If the state visa program becomes the go-to bill, we expect that we'll obviously add additional people to our list, but we do have many individuals, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that is conceptually looking at this. Until we have a bill, other associations will be conceptually supporting but can't support something until they actually see bill language. So at this time, we do have other associations like the Cato Institute, Mercatus, Hoover, Texas Public Policy Foundation, and the Reason Group, along with the Heritage Action Group, that are also looking at this. And then we do have the National Home Builders, Immigration Works USA, the Niskanen Center, and the Americans for Tax Return that at this point would endorse the state visa bill. So as we move forward and we develop language, we are in a great position to be able to actually make a change on this for dairy producers throughout the nation.
You have had a busy year. John Jacobs, Jr., you are the president of the American Dairy Coalition. You are a farmer from Northeast Wisconsin. You have a family farm there. What are some of the points from a farmer's perspective that we need to be focusing on in the upcoming year?
Well, certainly, as Lori alluded to, the immigration efforts, but broader spectrum items that we are looking to support beneficial policy advancements in would be tax reform, healthcare and trade, and then bringing it down to a more localized rural level. If you look at the internet capabilities and access for rural America, we are at a competitive disadvantage when it comes to being able to utilize the wonderful tools, resources, and technologies that are available for us to compete in the international marketplace. As President-elect Trump has discussed in putting forth significant initiatives on infrastructure, which is tied to the interstate and state highway systems, rural America faces a dire need and set of circumstances regarding its infrastructure and the local municipality's ability to keep ahead of the ever-growing changes and regulatory demands that are associated with upgrading rural America infrastructure. We want to take a hard look at burdensome regulation and bureaucracy, particularly targeting self-funded organizations that are coming out and essentially finding rural, not just rural America, but all of small business and large business as a way to fund their existence. And ultimately, that is not solving the problems. It's not a productive and sustainable solution. We're looking to get the government support to help us solve problems in our industry and in different industries, instead of coming out and finding and setting limitations on different things. So support versus authoritarian approach is certainly the right way in our mind to go about that. We want to set up some framework on absentee labeling and also take a look at producer protection from all of animal agriculture. And that is something that we want to help and put some initiatives forward to give that protection to producers who truly are doing all they can in the realm of animal husbandry going forward.
Well, and it is no secret that the activist groups are well-funded and they are gaining momentum, it seems, across the board. As a dairy farmer, why is American Dairy Coalition important to you? What makes you want to support this organization? Because this is your time volunteered.
Well, that's a great question. And to be honest, the answers are fairly simple. I believe that you need to be involved to create change. And that's what we're trying to do. And also that a producer voice has been absent from the federal policy level. There has been organizations from industry that have been out there in Washington talking and addressing policy, but truly our producer voice has been absent. And so we wanted to get out there and represent ourselves with the support of the industry partners.
And you have a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., correct, Lori? Working on these issues?
Yes, we do. Yes. His name is Jeff Burton, and he has been working with us for about 6 months now. He is very well connected, used to be the chief of staff for Ag Chairman Representative Conaway, has a great relationship with a lot of the individuals that have been elected, because he did work with the Republican committee and actually ran that organization for a while. So we're well positioned in D.C. With his connections.
Carrie Keel, you are the chair of the Executive Advisory Committee. What are you most excited about for the upcoming year at the American Dairy Coalition?
I'm excited for the growth of the organization, to develop membership from across the country, to have a voice, no matter if it's from Vermont all the way down to California. There's definitely a need, as John said, for a producer voice, but also from our standpoint, if our producers aren't successful, we're not going to even have the opportunity to be successful. So we need to all work together to continue to create a industry that's going to continue to move forward. So we definitely want to increase membership, get people's input, because without knowing what's going on, we can't help. And so that's why we're creating work groups for membership and policy, et cetera. And it comes down to resources. So there's definitely, we need some support from other allied industries as well to help move the organization forward.
Well, I do know in my travels these days that the American Dairy Coalition is getting more nationally recognized, I think, than maybe even you realize, that when I go places and people are talking about this, and I have been to D.C. in the past year as well, and you have built a reputation in that city, one that precedes you. So it's very refreshing to have a group like this that is really trying to enact change, and you're solution-based and you're focused on action. It's not just talk. Where can people go to learn more about American Dairy Coalition? How can someone become a member or support financially or both? Where can you go?
The website, Kim, is AmericanDairyCoalitionInc.com. There is also social media presence on Facebook, so you can find us in either way. And feel free to just give us a call and let us talk.
That is great. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Lori, John, Carrie, I appreciate your time and all that you're doing in support of dairy farmers across the United States. I look forward to watching what the American Dairy Coalition will continue to do in its mission. This is Kim Bremer, Ag Inspirations, reminding you to always smile, be kind, work hard, stay humble, and never stop learning.